Good morning. I'm Wayne Lamb with Sedalia Steel Supply, and I'm excited to sponsor the next 10 minutes for local pastors to share with you the Word of God. I pray that God will richly bless you.
The Spirit clearly says that in the latter days, some will abandon their faith in God and follow other ways. But I have set my course, and I will make it through. I choose to walk this narrow way, the road that leads to you. I'll go the distance. I'll go the distance. Will not compromise, pressing on to win the prize in Christ Jesus. I'll go the distance.
Good morning and welcome to Go the Distance radio show. I'm Reverend Jerry Basinger of Life Healing Ministries in Holt Summit, Missouri. And all this week we've been talking about new beginnings. The title of this one today is We're Going to the Other Side. Before any progress can be made toward a new beginning, we must turn loose of the old. Otherwise, today and every day going forward will just be just like the days we've lived already and wish things could have been different. But hey, it's a new year. What better excuse do we need for booting out the old woe-is-me thinking and embark on a brand new beginning, one that'll cause you to wake up, look forward to each day. There was a day when Jesus finished teaching the multitudes about the parable of the sower, and this picks up what happened after that in Mark chapter 4, verses 33 to 41. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it, but without a parable spake he not unto them. And when they were alone, he expounded all things to his disciples. And the same day when the evening was come, he saith to them, Let us pass over to the other side. And when he had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and say unto him, Master, carest not that we perish? And he arose, and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and sea obey him? There are several things we need to see in this event that Mark shares with us. Jesus had told his disciples, Let us pass over to the other side. Jesus had a plan and a purpose to go to the other side of the sea, and this is where it starts getting good. Mark chapter 4, verse 36 picks up on something the other gospel accounts of this event do not, and it says, And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. I want you to notice that verse. Jesus had had a long, hard day at teaching, and he was obviously tired. Apparently, Jesus fell asleep while the disciples were sending away the multitude before they got on the ship. Else, why would Mark say, even as he was? It indicates to me the disciples carried Jesus on board and put him on a pillow. And so, Jesus was asleep on a pillow, probably making sounds like a motor, only they hadn't invented motors yet. Remember, Jesus had said, we're going to the other side. But the devil had other ideas. Have you ever heard something from God and you set about doing it, which he told you to do, and the devil says, no way? Well, I'm sure you have, because it's happened to me more times than I'd like to say. And it was no different here. The devil probably figured, what better time to kill Jesus and the disciples than while Jesus is asleep and not watching over them? So here comes the storm. This is no ordinary storm, mind you, and I'm sure those fishermen who were piloting the ship had seen their share of storms. It says the waves beat violently against the ship, so that it was now full and about to sink. Meanwhile, Jesus was still sound asleep on the pillow, the wet pillow. I can imagine the disciples gently going over and waking Jesus, whispering, "Oh, Jesus, don't you mind that we perish?" Yeah, right. They wake Jesus and were probably screaming at the very top of their lungs. The first thing they ask is, "Don't you care that we perish?" Like the storm was his fault or something. Of course he cares. But remember when he said, "We're going to the other side"? They weren't there yet, so why were they waking him up already? He wasn't concerned the devil was trying to sink their ship. He knew his Father was watching over them, and besides, there were 12 mighty men of faith on board, like you and me. A bit wet, maybe, but mighty nonetheless. They were going to the other side, period, regardless of anything the devil could whip up. I like this next part. "And he arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm." What Jesus said next is really powerful. "Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith?" After all the miracles Jesus did before them, you'd think they would finally trust him rather than being overtaken with fear. And what about their faith? Ever wake up grumpy? Apparently Jesus thought their faith should have been sufficient to calm this storm without having to bother waking him up. Here all this time Jesus was trying to train them to use their faith and they weren't using it. Were they going to the other side? Absolutely. Jesus had said so. And the disciples were sore amazed, asking one another, "What manner of man is he that even the wind and seas obey him?" How is it we are so fearful? How is it we have no faith? I have to ask myself that question from time to time. After all the things the Lord has brought us through, why do we still allow fear to rise up and choke out the Word of God in us? It's written in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind." 1 John 4:18 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love." We can certainly see how the disciples were in torment when they were in that storm, scared for their lives. And we also know they had faith to overcome the situation, but weren't using it. And we also know that how we are in torment when we face trials. So, are we using our faith? If not, that tells me that we're not settled and nestled secure in His love if we have fear. Learning to walk free from fear is a process, and God shows us by every trial He brings us through safely that He can be trusted. How many trials must He bring us through before we can finally say, "I believe"? How many times must the Lord Jesus look at us and shake His head and ask, "Why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith?" Will this be the time we'll finally rebuke fear? Will this be the time that we'll finally take God at His word and trust Him? Tell me, when was the last time God showed Himself unworthy of your trust? He hasn't, you say? Then what's the problem? It's time to settle this thing in our hearts once and for all. God is trustworthy. Every time I go through a trial, I remind myself how God has brought me safely through each time in victory. Every victory is a new beginning for me. Each time my confidence in God grows. Yet every single time the devil says, "Yes, he did, but that was the last time. This time it'll be different. This time you're on your own, and this time you'll lose." I hear the Holy Spirit in me laughing and saying, "No, you're not on your own. I am always with you, and we are going to the other side." What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? I'll tell you what manner of man it is. It's the same manner of man who also said unto you, "We're going to the other side." So get ready. We're going. Out with the old, fearful, doubting man or woman of last year. It's a new day, a new year, a new beginning, one that'll bring you from victory to victory, a new beginning. Well, my time is up for today. Thank you for joining me on Go the Distance. I'm Reverend Jerry Basinger of Life Healing Ministries in Holt Summit, Missouri. You can find us on Facebook or at www.lifehealingministries.org. Please join me here tomorrow as we set you on your new beginning.
The Word of God has been brought to you by Sedalia Steel Supply, 1900 Ristler Road, Have a good day in the Lord.
It is good to give thanks to the Lord and sing praises to his name. Oh, to declare his loving kindness in the morning and his faithfulness every night. The Lord hears my prayers and answers them, and I will call upon him as long as I live. This is Gail Lamb with Go the Distance. Have a blessed day.